Well, it's a very interesting development that's taking place. We know that ZANU wants to present an impression that they have democratic processes taking place within their party. But I think it's more of an arrangement that seeks to deal with some of the offshoots that are as a result of their failure to have managed this thing in the first instance when John Komo became the vice president. Because this should have been sorted and the succession line should have been clearly followed and laid out in such a way that now there wasn't going to be any need for this. But last time it wasn't properly managed.
Yeah, but we see that if there is indeed a clear succession kind of policy on the ground, why then do we see a special Congress being constituted?
Well, you see, this is politics that we're dealing with. So we understand that times change and decisions change sometimes as per the demands or exigencies of the times. But now what has happened now, it's almost clear that these people are faced with a big challenge. One of the major challenges is the fact of ZAPU, the old ZAPU, has been pulled out, with people like Dabengwa already declaring that ZAPU is out, so they mustn't pretend as if they are still in an agreement. So the PP's position should be open to everyone in ZANU.